This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So on Friday, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority confirmed that it has registered drug maker Viv Healthcare's HIV prevention jab, Kabler. The World Health Organization announced that Kabler is safe and a highly effective prevention option for people at substantial risk of HIV infection. The drug will be sold in South Africa under the brand name Apretude. But whether the health department buys it will depend on the price at which Viv Healthcare is prepared to sell it to the government. Let's speak to the founding editor-in-chief and executive director of Health of Begisisa Center for Health Journalism, Mia Malan. Good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mia, let's start up and just talk to us about this drug. I think we recently heard about it also being registered in Zimbabwe, but tell us a little bit more about it and what it does, this jab.
So it is an injection that you take once every 2 months, and it consists of a drug, a type of antiretroviral called cabotegravir. That is why it's called CAB-LA. That CAB means cabotegravir.
And oh, CAB-LA, not Kabler. Okay.
Well, you know, you can say Kabler if you want to as well.
Okay,
but
cool.
The LA stands for long-acting. And that long-acting means that's why you only have to take it once every 2 months, because it releases slowly over a period of 2 months in your blood. And then after 2 months, you need to get another injection. And what it does, this drug, this antiretroviral drug, is it prevents HIV from entering your cells. And cabotegravir is an antiretroviral that people who are already infected with HIV also use to keep the virus under control in their bodies. But the difference is that if you already have HIV and you take antiretrovirals, you have to take a few of them at a time. You can't just take one. Mm. And of course, antiretrovirals don't cure HIV. They just prevent the virus from replicating in your body. But if you use it as a form of PrEP in this case, which means it's pre-exposure prophylaxis, that's just a big word to say that you use something to before you're exposed to the virus. If you use it this way, you don't have to take it for the rest of your life. You take it for periods during which you think you are vulnerable to infection. An example would, for instance, be university students who are young and adventurous and go to lots of parties. If they take that injection, it virtually brings down your chances of getting infected with HIV through 6 to 0, close to 0.
Very interesting. Now, of course, as you said, it also eliminates the current ARVs where people have to take a lot of tablets and all of that. But the most important thing, which I alluded to there in the introduction, will be the deal breaker, I suppose, or potential deal breaker would be the cost. And as things currently stand, it looks like it's prohibitively priced.
That is right. The catch is with this injection is the price of it. Now, in the United States, where it's already available, it sells for 54,000 rands for one injection. Sure. So you could imagine how outrageous that would be for South Africa. But there is a process in place to bring the price down dramatically. So the company who makes this injection, Viv Healthcare, announced that there are 90 countries for which they will make it available at a not-for-profit price. So in other words, at the cost of production. And South Africa is one of those countries. The big question now is, what will that price be? Now, there are numbers going around that activists and scientists mention. The one that is mentioned most commonly is around 700 rands an injection. That has not been confirmed by this healthcare. But our studies, our modeling studies in South Africa shows that in order for this injection to be cost effective, we shouldn't pay more than twice than what we pay for a daily pill that we currently have that can do the same job.
Mm.
And that translates to about 240 rands an injection. Now, Viv has made it quite clear that they won't be able to produce the injection at the same cost of the pull because it's a more complex process. So they're talking to donors at the moment, large donors like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the US government, to see if there's some form of subsidization that can be brought in to bring down the price. They're likely to announce it either very late this year or early next year.
I also mentioned that Zimbabwe was one of the countries where it has been registered. I'm wondering how a country like Zimbabwe would be able to afford it.
Zimbabwe would likely use more of donor money than South Africa would. South Africa pays most of its HIV costs itself. The health department pays it. So Zimbabwe would probably most likely hugely rely on donors buying it for them and then distributing it.
Uh-huh. Now, how widely used is it in the U.S.? I mean, of course, it is still fairly new, but what's the anticipated uptake of this injection?
So I'm not sure of the numbers in the U.S., but what I can tell you is that the world has seen the introduction of a pill, a daily pill that you can take to also prevent yourself from getting HIV. About 10 years ago, it was introduced in the world, and South Africa has it as well. The health department distributes it for free.
Mm.
The problem with a pill is people find it very hard to adhere to it. So they find it hard to take it each day. And the less you take it, the less well it works.
Mm.
So the injection was brought in as something that works better than the pill studies show, and largely because it's easier to take, because you only have to take it once every 2 months. So at least in the United States, we now know that there are options that people can choose from. And we know that if you give people options to choose from, they're far more likely to use one of those things than just giving them one option. And that's what scientists are hoping for, that when you introduce this injection, more people will take up HIV prevention options. And studies show that in South Africa, if we do have this injection, it could potentially prevent a quarter of annual new infections.
Mm.
And the group in South Africa that we want most available among is young women between 15 and 24, because that's a group at the moment where new HIV infections are increasing the fastest.
And in terms of the potential for, in fact, let me ask you this, in terms of the ARVs that are currently available on the market, how much progress have we made in terms of bringing down costs? And I'm wondering whether this injection, how far are we from potentially getting generics that could be much cheaper?
That's a great question, because Viv Healthcare, the company who makes this injection, about 2 months ago announced that it will issue 3 generic licenses to companies to make it for a much cheaper cost. The problem with it is that because it's complex to manufacture this injection, it will take between 3 and 5 years before we will actually see the generics being available. And the question is, then what do you do between now and 5 years from now? You can't just leave it because there will be thousands, hundreds of thousands new injections. And that's why there is an issue around at what price will they now sell the branded product at poorer countries like South Africa and other African countries. But in terms of antiretrovirals for people with HIV, remember CAP-LA is for people who are HIV negative to not get infected.
Mm.
In terms of people who already have HIV, we have made tremendous progress with ARVs for people with HIV. First of all, the price has come down dramatically. So South Africa procures it for a very affordable price, most of it from India at the moment, all generics. The other thing that has improved with ARVs is it's now easier to take. There are fewer side effects, but also if you get HIV now in South Africa, you can get a pill that is a three-in-one pill. So you don't have to take three different pills or three different ARVs. You can take one pill each day. And the easier it is to take a pill or that medication, the more likely people are to adhere. So we've definitely made progress. And the last thing about ARVs is that if you take ARVs correctly, if you have HIV, and the virus in your body becomes so low that it is not detectable by ordinary standard tests, then it becomes scientifically impossible for you to transfer the virus in your body to someone else through sex. So even that, when you have HIV and you take your ARVs correctly, there's also an element of prevention because you won't be able to transfer the virus.
And what about mother-to-child transmission with this injection?
So if a mother already has HIV, this injection is not going to prevent her from transferring the virus to her baby. But there is medication that you can take, other forms of ARVs that you can take to prevent your baby from getting it, which are really, really very successful.
Founding editor-in-chief and director of the Big Sister Center for Health Journalism, Mia Malan, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.